Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
You're on the air. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to go short and sweet today. I hope everybody's getting ready out there, getting into those markets early, getting those sweet potatoes, butter, whatever you need to do. Do not be caught out into the crowd. You know, this is going to be a different kind of Thanksgiving, but we have so much to be thankful for, you know, and for the ones that aren't here with us, you know, we have to be thankful that we have them in our lives and keep it positive like that. It's going to be a little bit different, but we are going to get through this. You know, there's a Russian proverb that says, it is no time to blame the looking glass. It's your face is an aura. Likewise, one's happiness or unhappiness is entirely the reflection of the balance of good and bad causes accumulated in one's life. No one can blame others for his misfortunes. In the world of faith, and we all have to have some type of faith, it is it's necessary to realize that all is the more clearer. So you don't want to blame anybody out there. This is Mindful Monday. We're going to go short and sweet. I'm going to give you some update, a little bit more encouragement, and play some music for you. We're going to get going here. Just sit back and relax. But before we do this, I want to state out there to those that are having a hard time, that find yourself being a little bit unbalanced, please call NAMI, 1-800-950-6264. 24 hours. There's somebody there to listen to you. If you are having problems, reach out for help. Please reach out for help. We don't want to make ourselves ill. We have to be here so that we can take care of everybody else. It'll be a few empty chairs at those tables, but get through it, you know. The mission was here. We do what we do. We love you all. Let's sit back and listen to a few songs and see what we have to do to take care of what we need to take care of. I'm going to play something for you here. Give me one moment. We are having some technical difficulties. Go back in.
Yeah.
what you came for? Don't you wish you came more? Girl, what you playing for? Come on, let me kiss that. Ooh, I know you miss that. What's wrong? Let me fix that. Breathe.
We have to live for the love of you and start with you first. And for those of us who are here living, it is important that we live cheerfully with a strong spirit of optimism. We need to be able to continually direct our minds in a bright, positive, and beneficial direction and help those around us do so. Two, we should never and always strive to develop a state of life where we feel a sense of joy no matter what happens. So be happy, bright, and light out there. It's a little bit tough, but you know we can do this. You know, here, with Waking Up with Linda McShane, we're about education, unification, and collaboration. We're here to care and share. We take care of everything. And the show is being sponsored by LaFleur Florists, okay? And if you want an arrangement that is set up that's beautiful and it's going to present love and bring a smile on our face, you want to talk with Linda Lee. And Linda Lee's telephone number is 213-487-6487. That is LaFleur Florist, Flowers by Tracy, and that is our sponsor for this evening. This show is basically on mindful thought, lighting the candles for ourselves and others, and all about love. So let's just continue on with these love messages here. Enjoy.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Like you, oh, oh,
With yourself first, okay? Therefore, you'll understand how to give it and recognize it when it comes to you. This show for your mindful thoughts. We're going to focus on love this evening. You heard everything about love because we are about love over here. But we want to remind you to love yourself. We're going to take it on with another one. Keep in mind, Tuesday, which is Teller Tuesday. Stephanie Haynes will be on here with us tomorrow talking about her book, The Healing of the Wound. We take segments from that book. It's very exciting. She gives affirmations. She gives exercises. She takes you through the mindful thing, and she gives you a lot to really think about because she tells you a lot. That is Teller Tuesday. Thursday, we're going to call that Turkey Thursday because we will not be on. We want you to do whatever you're doing with your families, enjoying the candied yams, turkey, Cornish hens, whatever you want to do. Friday, we will be back on with Aunt G. We'll tell it Friday. We'll have a lot to tell you about on Friday. We love you out there, but we're going to carry this on with love. Get on board. Good night. We'll see you tomorrow night.
have been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.